talking shit.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Getting Loser. My name's Amari Stewart, your host with the most from coast to coast, always eating toast. I actually did have toast for breakfast today, so that's kind of good. But more importantly, we are gathered here today with the lovely Tara's World.
What's my name?
Tara's World.
What's my name?
Tara Harris.
Say it again.
Tara Harris.
Okay, one more time.
Tara Harris.
Yeah.
Of course. Bad Zach, Brud Zach, whatever you want to call me. And today
we've got to say Bad Zach. That's kind of good though. Wow.
Zach Clayton.
Yes, sir. Hello. Thank you guys for having me. I'm honored.
Oh, definitely.
If you guys are new here, remember you can watch us, listen to us, whatever the fuck you want on all podcast streaming platforms.
All around
audio
the world.
Comes out 2 days before video. YouTube, of course. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Get In Loser Pod. If you are not following us, you are the loser that hasn't gotten in.
There's no way you just said that. You are the loser that's not getting in.
It was pretty accurate.
If you aren't following us, you're just not in the car with us and you're getting left at home. So you got to figure out an Uber situation.
We actually have a car today.
Yeah, we have a car today.
Corvette, too.
No, it's a Mercedes.
I think it actually is a Mercedes.
I'm wrong. Yeah, it's a Mercedes.
The license plate says Wonder Boy.
Wonder Boy.
We're like, today's video is sponsored by Wonder Bread.
Amari, you're so good at like announcing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You're such a good like announcer, bitch.
I follow you very well. When you talk, I just like follow the whole time.
Oh my God, I live for that.
Yeah.
I live for that. Yeah. Do you guys live for that? If you guys live for that, go ahead and give us a big like.
Also, if you don't like when I swivel, give it a dislike. Because one of the girls said I swivel a lot. Do I swivel a lot, girl?
The last thing we need is dislikes, so maybe just stop swiveling.
I'm like, dislike the video.
We don't need it. That's bad.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, let's just go ahead and get into things. So what's going on in your guys' lives lately?
Exactly.
I feel like I always go first, and I think you guys deserve to go first this time.
I don't know if I should be, like, disappointed or honestly just think that I'm living life, but I've been getting drunk a lot lately. Like, I've just been consistently getting fucked up.
Uh-huh.
And it's because I feel like I went through, like, a rough patch in life, and, like, lately I've just been like, you know what? I could die tomorrow, and I'm tired of, like, stressing every day and not having fun and, like, staying back. So I've been getting a little fucked up lately. I'm not going to lie.
What's your alcohol of choice?
Alcohol of choice? Tequila, for sure. Anytime I drink, like, vodka or, like, a seltzer. Like, no, White Claws are cool. White Claws.
A seltzer.
White Claws get me good.
Yeah. That's your favorite.
Every time I take a seltzer, my fucking life just goes to shit.
Every time I take a 5% alcohol. No, tequila for sure. It always makes me just like up and happy.
And then say you were to like go to a dinner or just a restaurant anywhere, a brunch, whatever the fuck. What would be your cocktail of choice that you would like?
I can't do that. I can't order at restaurants.
Say like.
Not because I'm like young, but
if you,
I just can't do it. They don't let me for some reason.
If you were to order a drink for me.
For you.
To suggest to me, like, oh my God, Amari, you should totally get that looks good.
Okay, you know what's crazy? I couldn't tell you because I've never actually ordered a drink for myself. It's always just like, can I get some Tito's? Like, I've never had an actual, like,
side.
Mixed drink. Imagine being at Boa Steakhouse being like, can I just have a glass of Tito's?
Yeah, no, sometimes I, like, order for other people and it's, like, really awkward because, like, I don't ask them what they want. And I'm just like, I'll take a vodka soda and then, like, a glass of something, like a glass of whiskey. Like, it's something weird. And they're
just
like,
on the side.
Yeah, I'm like, whiskey. I just need, like, both at once. It's for the other person. Mm.
Okay, so you don't have, like, a favorite cocktail
either? Sorry, Saddle Ranch. What?
You don't have a favorite cocktail either?
Oh, vodka soda, gin and tonics, dirty martinis.
Uh-huh. So that's what you'll order, like, at a restaurant. Like, if you're at Boa Steakhouse.
Boa Steakhouse, I would order a Boa 405.
Okay, those are good. I just tried the...
with the balsamic vinegar and the strawberry.
Those are good. I just tried the berry one recently, and I was like, wow, that's actually really fucking good.
Oh, Boa, like...
Shout out, Paul. Mm. Shout out to Paul.
Shout out, Paul. Love we got to bring Paul on the podcast
Paul
one day.
So
he can spill a lot of influencer tea.
He's low key. So hot.
Wait, what'd she say?
Imagine we had Paul and Jeff on this podcast.
Paul and Jeff.
Wait, that would be kind of iconic, Loki, actually.
It's just Tara getting a train ran on.
All right.
Like Saddle Ranch and Boa?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
She's like, which one can I get a bigger discount at?
Wait.
All right. No fucking way. I'll take both.
Okay,
fuck
so,
it.
Tara, what's going on in your life lately?
I've been spending the past 2 days in my dark bedroom with the shades drawn and the doors shut, just doing strip teases.
Wait, can
for
you?
My fucking OnlyFans.
Can you explain the story with your dad and you bringing somebody over? I saw the TikTok. I watch your TikTok.
I think I talked about it last podcast, right?
No. It just happened. You said you brought a guy over and your dad was in town.
Well,
and still.
I remember being here with you guys and being like, I got laid, and everyone clapped.
I remember, like, because she gets so hammered every podcast.
Yeah, I brought my ex home, because he's in LA, like, filming or whatever.
Right.
I brought him home with me, and my dad was sleeping in my living room, but my living room and my bedroom are right next to each other, and it's like sliding doors. It's not like a real door. Mm-hmm. So there's no like noise cancellation. There's no hiding it.
There's no any cancellation.
You can pretty much see in between the fucking doors. Like, it's like a shadow.
She's like, the doors don't even shut all the way, actually. Like, so we just kind of did what we could.
And like, I invited my ex over. I was like, want to come home and like play Mario Kart with me? He was like, sure. And like, obviously we fucked. And like, my dad was literally in the living room.
That takes some balls.
And then my ex took my dad's belt home the next day.
Okay, yeah. This is the right story then, yeah.
Yeah, my dad realized that his belt was missing, but there was another one in its place, and it was smaller. Uh-huh. And so he realized that I had a boy over.
Did he purposely took his belt off.
Yeah. And he took my dad's belt.
Was that like, on accident, or did he like purposely do that?
I think it was on accident, but then my dad fucking texted him the next day, and he was like, bro, like,
your
LOL.
Dad texted your... Your
yeah,
ex?
He was like, bro, LOL, like, I know you were at my house last night. Like, did you take my belt? My ex was like, like, no, I wear shoelaces as a belt. So, like, it wasn't even his belt. So same, who knows what happened. But I did fuck my ex with my dad pretty much in the same room. So that was the most awkward thing that's ever happened to me.
Round of applause for that. Come on now. Yes.
We love it.
Can I tell a weird story that ties into that?
Please.
So I used to, like, obviously live in my dad's house. And we lived in, like, an elderly community. And our house was, like, mad small. And, like, the walls were really thin. Because, like, I feel like elderly people don't really get it on. So, like, it doesn't matter if the walls are thin.
Yeah.
So the walls were thin. I had a boyfriend. I was, like, 18. Duh. So I worked with my boyfriend at my dad's restaurant. And he was, like, shucking oysters one day. And my dad goes, oh, you're really good with your hands. Like, you're really good at shucking those oysters. And my boyfriend was like, yeah. My dad was like, I hear it at nighttime. You're really good with your hands. And
you
it was
said
the
that?
Yes, it was the most awkward thing that's ever happened to me. So like, yeah.
I felt weird just hearing
it. No, I know. Ew. Everyone feels weird. All the comics on my YouTube video, bitch. Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. I like your dad. I got to meet him.
He's like, he's over it. He's over me. But
is he still here?
No.
Oh, okay.
He'll be back next month. Mm. He'll be back next month.
I'm sure he had a good time though.
Yeah, waste. He came to Amari's house, didn't they?
Yes, he did.
No, I
he
saw
did.
The pictures. Pop a pic. Pop the pictures up. I did see that.
Pop the pictures up, please.
Oh yeah, those are a nice little swipe site. And then I'm like, correct me if I'm wrong, but you said you're starting an OnlyFans.
Yes.
Oh.
She's joining the dark side.
I've been on my hands.
Welcome
and knees.
To the dark side. She's at on that demon time. She might start an OnlyFans.
Come on. Now.
I've been on my hands and knees for 2 days, and I'm sick of it. And I got my vaccine yesterday, so I'm like on my hands and knees today. My arm is on fire.
Why is that?
But I'm just doing it for the OnlyFans, you know? Why what?
Like, why is your arm on fire?
Because I got a shot from the vaccine.
But, like, anytime you get, like a B12 shot, like...
Well, no, it hurts. Like, it feels like a big-ass bruise right here, even though there's nothing.
Well, supposedly, like, doesn't it, like, actually inject, like, COVID into you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they...
She's like,
yeah. That's how vaccination is. So I'm in pain, but I'm still, like, bending over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, subscribe if you want, whatever. Subscribe,
Amari's been telling me to go on OnlyFans for a
while. No, I'm trying to get Zach on OnlyFans so hard. You guys comment down below.
I'll post, like, a shirtless picture, and Amari's like, he'll swipe up OnlyFans.
Yeah. OnlyFans, make money off of it.
We'll all subscribe to each other.
No, Zach wants to. Zach wants to, too.
I do.
Wow, wait, do that again? Do that again?
And then you guys, imagine a collab of all three of us. Imagine a collab of all three of us on OnlyFans, too.
We do some, like,
Like, are you kidding? Get in, loser. We're collabing on OnlyFans.
Yeah, wait, you might be onto something. No, I need to. I've wanted to. I don't know. I need that, like, final push to really convince me to do it.
A get in, loser.
What do you need, like, a bank
collab on OnlyFans?
I think you just need show me your bank statements, and then I'll be good.
I think that's all you need. Just a little bank statement.
Show me how much you made in a month, and then I'll be like,
I can't fucking breathe. You
know what?
I can't breathe.
I might have to.
Okay. Well, my life. Let's talk about my life. Not really much has been going on in my life. I just recently got my hair bleached. So last episode, my hair looked a little different. Today,
it
doesn't
look different.
Look as good as it usually does. I was recently blacked out. I think it was the night that you came to my house with Papa Pit.
Was that nice?
I think so.
Night.
I think so. But I was like high as fuck in my backyard, and one of my friends from out of town. She does hair. Well, she doesn't really do hair as much now. She's more of like a assistant to higher up people. She's moved her way up. She's in New York. She's thriving.
She's grinding.
Uh huh. There was this one time we
is
had
she single. Sorry, I was asking for my friend.
I think she is, but she's much taller than you.
Ah,
I'm so scared of them. I'm
can't
so
have
fucking
to
scared
reach
of them.
To kiss them.
Uh huh. But okay, so mind. She's done my hair before, like a couple times. The first time she did it, flawless, phenomenal. This is like probably over a year ago. Right. And then there was another time she did my hair, like probably like 6-7 months ago. And we bleached it 3 times in 1 month while I was in Vegas. And we had a little mishap. And what had happened was we burnt a patch of hair off the middle of my head. And it just killed the fuck out of my curls. Mm. So I was kind of like afraid of her hands and bleach and my head.
Bleach and curls just don't go together.
It can.
It can, but like.
But I'm like, do we roll a clip from last episode? Because curls. My hair was bleached last episode and my curls were still intact.
Yeah.
So then, just recently, when you were over my house, the end of the night, high as fuck, pretty fucking drunk, and we're just in the backyard talking, and we're like, oh my god, remember when you did my hair? We should do it again. Let's do the hair again. So then she's like, yeah, tomorrow morning I have one client, and then I'll wake you up and we'll do your hair. I was like, okay, let's do it.
Okay.
So then 11 o'clock hits. I went to sleep probably at like 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just like 7 hours of sleep, but like lots of alcohol. So it felt like 3 hours of sleep.
Right.
So then wake up and literally we start bleaching my hair, all this stuff. And my hair was like orange because obviously you have to tone it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit, it's like orange yellow. So then we start toning it and then we like do a little more bleach. And then she ends up having to leave. She has a flight. So she's like, I'll just FaceTime you, tell you when to take it off. I'm like, okay. And then she's like, just leave the toner in as long as you feel you need to. And I'm like,
wait, your hairdresser left your house and said, I'll text you when?
She's a sweet girl, though. I love her to death.
I get it. It's just funny.
No. I understand how it sounds now. But so, yeah. She leaves.
I actually gotta go.
Like, she's like, just leave it in for as long as you think. Cause I told her I was like, I wanna be silver. I wanna be icy. Like, I wanna be like white, you know, like all that stuff. Yeah. So then she just tells me, leave it in as long as you think. So I'm like looking at it, moving it around, all that stuff.
Time goes.
Probably like 45 minutes. Like, the toner was in for a long time. So then I wash it out and I'm like, I think it's at a good. I was looking at the root, trying to see what's going on. Wash it out. My hair is purple, silver, white. I just looked like cotton candy. Right. I looked like cotton candy and I was so fucking upset. I was
man's
like
had the rainbow on his head.
No, and not only that, look, if you look at my hair right now, I'm gonna give for all you audio listeners out there, my hair doesn't look good.
Yeah,
basically my hair doesn't curl anymore. It's straight. So like I have like your hair curls more than mine.
You know what I'm saying? Quit playing with me. Quit playing. It's the products I use.
Basically I'm like, imagine Tara's hair.
No, but
that's what my hair looks like in terms of like how straight it is, and it doesn't. There's no more curl. It's dead. I take a shower. It goes all fully flat. That's not supposed to happen to my hair.
It doesn't curl anymore.
It is still curly.
It is curly. Yeah, it's curls for sure.
It's wavy.
Yeah.
It's wavy. And it's still
baby curls. It's like little baby curls.
And it's still three different colors, so that's what really stresses me out. I've done some things to wash it. I was texting Jenna, too. I remember that day. I had like a deal
do. You texted Jenna for help?
No. I had a deal do that day, and I was like, my hair looks like shit! I don't
fucking care. Like, I don't...
Yeah, she's like, okay, well... Get it together. So then I ended up just doing it, but now I've washed my hair a couple times. It's starting to look better, but the curl still isn't there. So
yeah, I don't understand boy hair. Jordan was
I don't either. Honestly.
My roommate Jordan,
city boy Jordan,
was using a Ziploc bag to like rub on his hair earlier, and I always see him doing that. So I asked, I was like, "What does that do?"
What
he puts like moisturizer and what else? Yeah, gel, some sort of gel, gel on it. And he, like, pushes down his hairs, and I always see him do it. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, my hair will never do anything like that because it's been bleached to the literal fucking gods.
No, me too.
And it's like,
mine's spiky.
Back, but I remember when I Bad Zach, I shaved my head. And then when I grew my hair back out, because obviously when you shave your head and it grows back out again, it's, like, as healthy as it's ever been. Dude, during quarantine when it first happened, my fucking curl, I literally had Jerry curls on my head.
What
and then, Jerry curls, like little Jerry curls.
What's that?
Get a picture
like the super spirally,
like super spiral, like literally, like the front curls right here would literally do that. And then the second I bleached it, never again, frizzy as fuck.
You bleached your hair?
We don't talk about it, but yeah, like a year ago.
Yeah.
No, it was not pretty at all.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you guys, next episode, I will have better hair.
I like it. I think it looks good.
I think it looks good.
Thank you. That's all the support I need. As long as you guys like
it.
As long as
it
gets,
like I did it just for you guys.
Stop. Stop.
I want to surprise you guys.
We're
I didn't
so
want to
hot.
Say anything.
Stop playing.
Imagine watching our podcast.
Or
listening. Sorry, I keep moaning. Do you guys want me to keep moaning? I'll keep doing it. I've been doing OnlyFans for like 2 days. I like can't stop.
I'm glad you joined the dark side, though.
Like thank God.
I've been trying
for months.
You guys, get in, loser. We're collabing on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be, what the fuck would we do?
Yeah, like,
who knows? I'm like, let's get the red car outside. We're all sudsy and like white underwear.
We could all sit awkwardly next to each other, like on a bed and like smoke weed.
No, we just film the podcast.
Naked.
Down for that.
Yeah.
We just film the podcast.
We
in
like merge the two.
Exactly.
Podcast naked. Wow. Subscribe, y'all.
Yep.
It'll happen.
And then like strip games.
Strip
down
game.
For that.
Truth or strip.
We could play strip twister.
Strip twister.
What's that?
You play twister, but you have to like strip every time.
Every time what?
Every
twisted
move.
In a
every
position
move. You gotta take a piece of clothing off.
I'm coming in like 30 necklaces.
Except the underwear. The underwear's gotta stay on.
God
can't
damn.
Get that naked.
Unless not you become naked. A VIP
Anyways.
Member.
VIP, then that's a different story.
All right, well.
Let's look at this fucking paper. Yeah. What are we doing now?
We're gonna, what are we talking shit about?
We're going to go ahead and move on from here. Go ahead, subscribe to...
That was fun.
Tara's OnlyFans, my OnlyFans, Zach's soon-to-be-coming OnlyFans.
Yeah. On the way.
Yeah,
Tara's
we'll
World,
call
Mari
it a
Stewart.
Day.
Please subscribe.
All right, you guys. So things have been a little boring on the podcast. Well, I wouldn't say boring. Wait. That's kind of insulting ourselves. We are so fucking entertaining.
Wait, are we not doing the transition thing?
We are. Get in, loser. We're going through Zach's DMs.
That's me. I'm so excited. That's me. I'm Zach.
So as you guys saw a couple episodes back, we went through Tara's DMs on Instagram. A little dry. I have a little faith in Zach.
No offense. They're dry as fuck, Tara. Get it together.
No offense.
They're going through my DMs. It's like nobody's and then like brand deals.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's great though. Free clothes.
No, get
brand
that
deals.
Money. Get that money.
I guess.
She's like, should I respond to the CEO of Tesla? No, of course not.
I ask Amari before I do anything. I'm like, should I respond?
She's like, Michelle Obama just DM'd me, but I think I might ghost her. No.
I can't talk to anyone, y'all. I can't talk to anyone. But Zach can, I can hear.
Yeah, Zach's recently single.
I feel like Zach talks a little bit of a player sometimes.
Yeah, Zach's single. He's been like smashing on them hoes. So, really interested to see what your DMs look like.
My thing is I take it to Snapchat, like, because I can't get caught up. So, like, I mean, either way, you're getting caught up, even on Snapchat. But I take it away from Instagram DMs. Mm-hmm. Too many people are on their shit fucked up. Tony Lopez. Hey, I told you I was talking shit today.
We're like,
I love Tony, though.
Wait, what about him, though? Like, okay.
His, like, DMs getting exposed?
Well, yeah, but that's like. Those are, like, bad. Like, yours probably aren't bad.
Oh, they're not like that, for
well,
sure.
Well, yeah, duh.
That.
That's what I meant.
He's like, she was only 13.
Yeah. Like, Tony has a different problem.
My heart's racing just even thinking about this, because I don't even look at my DMs.
Well, so you can't look at them first.
No, I know. I'm not going
He's
to.
Like, delete, like, delete, delete, delete. First of all, I love her, so we're going to like her photo. Okay, so let's start here. Not TikTok queens. Oh, it's definitely, like, a group chat.
Yeah, that's a group, mm-hmm. group chat with fans.
I know her. Who? That's so funny. Can I open it?
Wait, who is it?
I know her.
Oh, Allie.
Wait,
Allie.
Allie? Oh, yeah. Allie's cool. There's nothing crazy in there.
Cantibiotics?
Yo, I'm going to fucking cry. Yeah, is this like... They sent me weed yesterday.
Wow.
It was good.
I'm trying to see. I want to see someone like interesting or fun, quirky.
Tana pops up in a second. No, like Taylor
bad. Taylor Holder.
Oh, you could open Taylor's. We were talking shit about some people, actually.
Ooh, let's see. Oh, yeah, it says, haha, he a bitch, too. Wait, who? Well,
fuck ass boy, LOL.
Where?
He's so corny, bro.
To give more, like a background story, what I laughed at was he posted a video of Austin McBroom, because Austin McBroom posted that one picture of him and Bryce in, like, girl outfits. And then he posted a video of Austin McBroom literally doing the...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the video with him in an actual dress. So yeah. I laughed on it.
He got all the names and I got all the guns. Whatever that. Okay, yeah. Fuck ass boy, LOL. He's so corny, bro. And I can't wait to see you shit on that Gibby guy.
Gibby
whoever
guy.
The fuck that is. Ha ha ha. He a bitch too.
Funny.
Who's Gibby?
Yeah, no, it was.
His name's Gibson, but I thought Gibby was more
Gibson.
Suiting.
Gibby, like from iCarly.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
like pushing this microphone closer.
No, then I'm like. Okay, let's see.
I keep snorting today. It's a snorting day for me.
Where's, like, the girls? What are you talking with about?
Hey, the girls are in the...
talking about with Tana.
The girls are in the general. I take them out the primary.
Oh, okay.
With Tara ASAP.
In the general.
I see my name. I see my name.
We got some OnlyFans stuff.
That's OnlyFans stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Nick. Wait, that's my ex.
What?
Uh-oh. That's my ex who I fucked in the same room as my dad, you fucker.
Wait,
I
that's that one?
That's him?
That's the one?
I'm sweating.
You know
what's so funny? He tried to fight my best friend the other night at a party. He was so blacked out and was like, what's up, homie? Fight me. I was like, whoa, what are you guys doing right now? Wait, shit just got real. Hold the fuck up. Goddamn.
Wait, what happened? Wait, let's open them. Hello.
Wait, Nick,
you do the honors.
How do you
do
say his
honors.
Last name? Pisanion?
Nick Liberty.
Oh.
Oh!
Yeah, you took pictures of him. You were like bros for life. Yeah. I was like, why is my ex hanging out with Zach
you know
at the
so
Wish
funny?
House?
He told me that like 2 days ago.
I bet.
I was explaining our podcast.
Wait, okay.
And he
wait.
Was like, wait, Tara's like world? I was like, yep.
Tara's like world. He fucking knows.
He's like, Tara is my world.
Their DMs are Zach sending a fist emoji with a heart and Nick sending a glasses emoji. That's yeah, it.
He posted me on his story saying my brother for life.
Yeah.
So did you repost it?
That's not what it looks like.
Did you repost
that
it?
That was the night he called me at 2 a.m. and he was like, oh, you want a party?
Wait, we got to keep going.
Mm. I'm telling you, I got some
We're
some
off
shit.
To a great start.
What are you doing hanging out with my ex from Boston?
Wait, let's look at his profile.
Yeah. I've been trying to see who he is.
One of my exes is from Boston, and when I was in Boston visiting her, that's when I met him. Like, actually met him. Mm-hmm. Anyways, next topic.
Wait. I think I've seen this guy before.
Nice.
Ew.
I can't even
be around.
He got rid of the fucking Hitler stash, I promise.
Yeah, that was not there when I
saw can't believe that just happened to me.
I feel like I've seen him before. Don't
My
know
friends
where.
Are so fucked up.
Okay, let's keep going.
Gross for life.
If I would have known, like, you know, I would have been more like.
I was supposed to go that night.
Understanding. To what wish?
Yeah, I didn't, because fuck him.
I was blacked the fuck out that night.
I bet you were.
So.
Posting pictures of my ex. Stop. Fucking bros for life, okay. Man.
I don't even remember taking those pictures till the next morning he reposted them. I was like, yeah, we took those last night.
Shut it.
These are kind of boring. Let's go to your.
Go to my request.
Yeah.
Like, start saying, like, let me see that.
Or first, let's go to general.
We ain't gotta do that. We can do that. We ain't gotta do that.
Oh, I just whacked my
No, it's not
bone,
that
huh?
bad. I'm hyping. Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. I know which ones are bad, but I'm not gonna tell you because I wild out a little bit sometimes.
Happy birthday, beautiful. I hope it was as amazing as you are.
There's no way you said that.
Stop.
Thank you.
It's one of my side chicks.
Oh my God, wait. She's like watching wait. This same girl, he responded to her story and said, LA. She said, come in, baby. And then he said, oh, thank God, I've been waiting. And she said, can we play COD together?
He was like, yes, Zach, yes.
No, he didn't.
But you know what's funny is he didn't respond to that. He's like, bitch, I don't want to play COD.
Yeah,
I wanna-
she asked me to play COD. I was like, no, I'm trying to fuck. I didn't say that.
We're not going to say her name.
Don't. Yeah, no names, please.
I'm just kidding.
Little fuck ass.
You texted me.
We can cut it out. We can bleep it. Whatever.
No, she would be upset if she heard that.
Oh my God.
But I'm
like, we just shouted her out.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm telling you, go to the message request. Motherfuckers be saying, like, let me see your butthole and shit. And like,
one top request.
Weird shit, dude.
Top requests. Oh, yeah. I love seeing top requests.
Yeah.
I could show you some titties if we're trying to see some titties. What? Pop y'all want something screen. Interesting?
If you want to see titties, head over to Tara's OnlyFans.
Thank you, Mari.
Like, so you'll see, like, requests from the last day, and then it skips to a week instantly. Or is that, like, just my DMs?
You guys didn't notice I'm wearing a bra today.
But you've got a lot of, like, group chats here. I also forget that you've been on social media for literally so fucking long. So
I have DMs that I haven't opened from, like, 2016.
Zach, I've known you since I was, like, 18, 17. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Wait,
I was never a fan, though.
Okay, top requests, boring.
So close. Now. I'm a fan now.
Yes.
I never got sucked in.
Yeah, but Bryce Hall. He had it going on.
But Bryce Hall.
Yeah.
He had it going back in the day. Now I'm like.
One of these days, we should make you a Tinder. I feel like that'd be so funny.
No, that'd be good.
If we made you a Tinder, but we took it over.
Fuck, I'm
lonely. Pair of Thieves. Oh, that's a. You should work with them. They're like an underwear company, I think.
Oh, I'm swiveling. I'm sorry, that. Guys.
No, actually, I don't. I have like 150 pairs of underwear because all the free underwear I've gotten sent to me.
Mm-hmm. PSD underwear, we love you.
You need to go to all requests and then start from there.
Okay.
My fans are what say the weird shit, not my top requests. Those are like promos.
Okay. I'm like, Notorious LLC 6 minutes ago. Hi, guys. We're here.
You'll see daddy within like 10 seconds if you just start showing.
Are we in the regular requests?
We're in mm-hmm. all requests. On
oh, that. Let me lick your face, Jose Santiago said. Jose. Wait, he said, damn, daddy, pick me up. Wait, no.
I'm telling you, it gets weird.
Wait, there's so, no, okay, if you scroll up. So, first of all, we see Zaddy.
Zaddy.
These are all story responses, by the way. And then Zaddy. And then Zaddy again.
My nickname.
And then one that's one of just Zach's leg. He was obviously working out because he's got a leg vein. Let me lick your leg. And then there's one that says, yes, you are, daddy.
You're like the weirdos, huh?
Dude, I got says, a DM the other day that said, let me spin your asshole. And it was this, like, 50-year-old guy.
Well, you got it going on, Zach. Come on.
This is why you
you're
need
really
OnlyFans.
Cool
this is why you need OnlyFans. Because
exactly.
You're really
the ones
cool
that
guy.
Are, like, really old, they have the most money because right. they're, like, retired. So it's, like.
On, like, a little quick 500.
Mm-hmm. More than 500.
More than that?
And then
sign
we've got,
me up now, thank God damn.
Jordan, get on it.
We've got a damn daddy pick me up. I'm sure he saw your arms and said, damn daddy
I'm
pick
sure
me up.
He saw your
oh,
arms.
You with, is that? Nick Bean, they said two daddies. Not someone calling Nick Bean daddy.
No.
That's so funny. Like, Nick Bean was doing, he's like, hot. A sus rap in that. The funniest thing ever. Sorry, anyways.
And then we've got, let me lick your face. All from this one person, by the
one
way.
Person. Now, I'm telling you, bro, if you look long enough, sometimes I get bored and I'll start looking through them. I have to click out. It gets so weird, I have to click out.
Those he's like, I get titty pics and booty pics, and I just leave them there.
I see the titties, and I sit on my own. I'm out.
That name
I'm
is very
I sound
familiar.
Like a fuck, well, I swear I'm a nice guy. I kid you not.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You don't even have any streaks.
No, I know. Fuck that. Do you have streaks?
I only have one streak with my boyfriend, Ty.
That makes sense.
We have a
Ty's
300.
In the live audience.
Yeah, Ty's in the live audience. Say hi, Daddy Ty.
We have a four live audience tonight.
Yeah, we have a full live audience today. Give it a round of applause for our live audience.
Yay. Fuck yeah! Woo. Fuck yeah! Woo. Fuck yeah!
Jordan, you guys,
we have an audience every single time.
Yeah, City Boy Jordy's been here for quite a few episodes. Jenna came to our last episode. She's gathered here today for a second episode because she just liked it so much. And we've been begging our manager, Jordan, for...
Begging.
On our hands and knees.
He says, fuck you. Uh-huh. It's not interesting enough. I'm not coming.
Before the podcast would even happen, like sometimes he couldn't make it to the meetings. I would just come literally by myself because...
How many have you shot at
these? Six. Like six, yeah.
Yeah, six.
You've been to one of
six. You've been to one.
No, two. You went to that one.
Well, yeah, you were at that one, but
at
you
the old. The
yeah,
old
you
studio.
Left early, and that was when Mario was on the podcast.
No, no, no. She was what? Here. She was here.
Oh wait, really?
Oh, but yeah. You. No, you left 5 minutes.
She was
in Jordan.
There. She was the one. Remember, y'all had to call me, and I was like, I didn't wake up.
Oh.
Yeah, well, he didn't show up. He came after like 5 minutes.
He's got a point. We're in and out. Like
these are so okay. I get it.
I've been MIA. I've been a little dry.
Like, honestly, if you went through mine, it would probably be the same.
So we're done with that because I'm scared if they go any further, they're gonna find some shit that not only I don't want them to see, but they don't want to see.
He's not getting much action. It's really not that deep.
Yeah,
stop,
exactly.
Come wait, on, stop.
It's not that
the
deep.
Reality of it all is his phone is dry. Maybe
Hit up
next
Zach.
Time.
Hit
maybe
up Zach,
next time. Not next.
Yo, Snapchat me at Zach. Just Zach. What age?
Please.
Maybe someday we'll go through my phone. I don't really know how I feel about that one. I don't really have anything to hide, but
we
I
shouldn't
also
tell
kind
him
do.
Before though.
Yeah,
what?
Show up on set
guys,
like,
if
Amari,
we ever go through Amari's phone, don't tell
I'm
him.
Like, that's so weird. I brought my second phone today.
I'll be so
fuck,
honest.
Fuck, I brought
with
my
you.
Flip phone today. I don't have any texts through that.
Oh my god, my Nokia is like about to die.
My Nokia.
When y'all texted in the group chat telling me that y'all were going through my DMs, I'm not gonna lie, I hid like four of them.
Motherfucker!
I knew it!
They were no, but they were in the general. Yeah, you could they were in the general. You could have found them, but you just
that's what I'm
right
saying,
because
we knew that he was gonna do that. The title of today's episode, What's Zach Clayton Hiding?
Hey,
everybody do the thumbnail.
We'll never know. Well, kinda good. Zach has no life.
Fuck you.
But he is trying to find a wife. So let's just get into other things. We've got some more fun things planned for you guys, as always, because we just care about you guys.
As you can see, these
oh,
drinks
so
just
much.
Up here.
If this? You're listening, we've got some drinks on the table. They look a little scary.
Is like the little part of your bra something through? Is that like a choice?
If this is rolling, please put that in. It's a choice.
I think it adds character.
Get in, loser. We're playing truth or drink. Because we just cannot stop spilling tea. And this time we're just talking about ourselves,
everything.
I guess. Yeah.
I'm talking shit today, boys.
Mm-hmm. I spill everything.
That's pretty much what it is, too. And you know what's funny is, like, I feel like drinking leads to more truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like when you're, like, really, like... When you're not drunk out with people, say you're just completely sober, you're like, oh, I'll hold back, I'll refrain. But then, like, you're drunk and you're just spewing information that you probably shouldn't, but...
Yeah. I'm the type of drunk that will say I love you to, like, no matter who it is. I never met you, and I'm like, I love you so much.
I want
to
be friends. Let's go out to brunch this weekend. Oh, like, oh, my God.
Fully committed. I'm like,
it's really disgusting.
Oh, yeah, do my hair tomorrow.
The amount of brunch plans I make with people at parties, and then I'm just like, all right,
Do y'all ever wake up the next day with, like, four new numbers that, like, you have no idea who it is, but you're like, hey, remember me? I'm like, no.
What gets
remember me? Like, we going to this place at 11?
You said Six Flags on Friday. I'm like, what? I said that?
Wait, are we doing that tomorrow?
I'm down.
We're going to I'm down.
But what gets me about, like, going out, hands in for Six Flags.
On three. One, two, three.
Six Flags.
Yeah.
But what gets me about, like, drinking and going out and stuff like that is I'll always wake up and then I'll, like, go on my Instagram feed and it's, like, seven new people that I have no idea.
Every
and I see, like, their
time.
Posts and I'm like, who is this bitch?
Because they'll ask me, they're like, you got, like, an Instagram? I'm like, take my number, give me your phone. And then they give me their phone and every time.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's
I have
not
to
fun.
Give them everything.
Okay, you guys, so we're playing Truth or Drink. As you can assume, we're going to either tell the truth or drink, but we're putting a little twist on it. So basically, if you do not want to tell the truth, the other two co-hosts get to... make a chaser that's going to be a concoction of quite a couple things we have over here. So you have to take your shot.
Can I say what we have?
Yeah, of course.
Wait,
I'm like, no, absolutely not. Never.
Question before you do that. Can we mix like four together? Or is there a limit on that or what?
I think the chaser could be whatever we desire.
Okay. This is our chasers that we have that we're going to mix together for the losers.
Fuck.
We have coconut milk. We have pickle juice. We have gin. And it's a really large cup of gin.
Big
we have a cup of bitters. Tequila and vodka.
What is bitters?
Yeah, what is that?
Bitters is like, it's like what you put in like Manhattans with whiskey. So it's like
opposite of sour.
Still lost, but I'm gonna act like I know.
Yeah, I don't really know either. I was like a bartender, so like I like kind of know.
Is it good?
But this is a big cup of bitters because normally you'd put like 3 drops in a drink. Three drops.
Okay. Drops.
This is a cup of bitters.
And then what are those over there?
These are seltzers. They're called
Nude. I'm like, Nude, feel free to sponsor our podcast.
Make sure to subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Yeah, speaking of Nude, if you want to see some fat titties,
you want to see some
juicy coochie,
mine's on the way.
Subscribe to us on OnlyFans.
Not the coochie, not the coochie.
So we've got a little pot over here, should I say bowl, of truths, questions, whatever you want to call them.
Are they like really bad ones? They're like bad questions.
There's only one way to find out, and I think that's by you picking the first one.
Okay, yeah. Can you hand me the bowl?
Here we go, Tara.
Oh, wait, I think I should pick it for you. So it's like you tell the truth and or you drink.
Oh, yeah, true.
If we want to like put a twist on it, make it like fun. Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm scared as shit. I gotta pee.
I have to pee too.
Okay. This one is, I feel like you're going to answer this. It says, what's the most embarrassing drunk text you've ever sent / received? But I kind of want it to just be most embarrassing drunk text you've ever sent.
Yeah, fuck the receiving part.
Yeah, because that's not our fault.
Calling, like, this guy that treats me like shit daddy and, like, telling him that, like, when he comes to L.A., like, he's going to fuck the shit out of me. And, like, he has my heart.
Holy shit.
What, like, did he? Is it?
One time, yeah, like, this is the same guy I'm talking about. One time I was in Boston, I was trying to get him to, like, hang out with me. Cause
it's not your ex, is it?
Like, the ex?
No, it is. Yeah, your best friend.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I flew to Boston one day. So, like, my ex called.
I remember this.
Yeah, my ex called me one night, and he was just, like, talking his shit. And I was drunk with Lila, and I booked a flight. I did. In my apartment. And then I left. I left at 6 a.m. the next morning without telling him. And I got to Boston, and I texted him, and I was like, hey, like, I'm in Boston. Like, LOL. He was like, why are you here? I was like, LOL, to, like, see you. Like, LOL, fuck me. And he was like, oh, haha. And that was it.
So he's like, LOL,
so I flew
fuck
back
you.
Immediately.
So you flew to Boston for dick and left.
I flew to Boston, and then as soon as I got there, I was in the airport for an hour, and I was drinking wine at some seafood restaurant, and, like, texting him, and he sent me, like, some sus shit, so I just, like, left. Like, I got in the next flight. And
wait,
back
kind of iconic, airport,
she's like, can I get the next flight back to LA?
Yeah.
Kind of
what
iconic.
What was the question?
That's kind of iconic.
What was the most embarrassing drunk text you ever sent?
I think you answered it. I think.
Yeah. Oh, so it was that. Mm-hmm. That was the drunk text that I was going to Boston, and I actually did. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was, like, it goes well, because you sent the text, and you, like, followed through with the story and all that stuff, and, like, yeah, that's not bad. But honestly, in a way, though, kind of bougie and, like, kind of bitchy, like, boss bitch energy. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I flew there, but I'm gonna fly right the fuck back because I don't give a shit. I don't need you.
That's
sad.
But I was really dramatic.
She's like, and I flew first class that day.
Yeah, on Spirit.
Oh, I respect that a lot.
On pretty much the last row of Spirit.
Spirit?
Like row 28. Spirit. Like middle seat. Yeah.
All the way from Boston?
Yep. And back in one day.
Damn.
Like 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. I was on a flight.
Wow. So you didn't even leave the airport after that first flight. You just stayed
I stayed in the airport.
Oh my, I would have had to do it like blacked out.
And in order your BFF to said fuck
okay,
you.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Should sorry.
I said, okay, I'll
I have
leave.
Nothing to do with that. That was not me.
Okay, I'll leave. You're across the country. What?
Should I be next?
I think so. I think it would make sense. Tell the story of your worst hookup. I got too many stories of that.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Oh, I wish I got that fucking.
Yeah, I'm mad I didn't get that question. Fuck.
My boyfriend's in the audience.
He loves you a lot.
Ty, I love you so much. I just got to tell a really, really, really bad vulgar story that you're finding out for the first time.
What's in the past is in the past. We've moved on.
Yeah, and I will never go to another Pornhub Awards after this. But so basically.
Fuck, I'm scared too, honestly. And I'm not even your boyfriend.
So it's like 2019, right? 2019, Jordan? Let's just say 2019.
It was a good time of life. Sure.
So Jordan, Tana, and I, we all go to the Pornhub Awards. Not really sure why we got invited. None of us make porn. But for some reason, they wanted Tana there. And, of course, Jordan's going to go. And, of course, I was like, plus one. Because, you know, that's what I do best, plus one. So we go. And then we're, like, doing the whole Pornhub Awards thing. We're sitting there. And, like, there's, like, alcohol galore, super fun, whatever. We end up leaving. Oh, Jake Paul was there too.
was this that time of life? Marriage?
Yeah, it was that time of life.
Okay.
So yeah, Pornhub Awards happen, and then there's an after party, and we go to the after party, and Natalie was there too. I forget about that. Natalie was there, and so the after party's at Yamashiro. You guys know Yamashiro?
Nope.
No.
Hollywood.
No fucking idea.
Anyways.
Hollywood. Anyways.
Hollywood. Anyways. So, so we go to the after party and get incredibly blacked out because it's like open bar. There's porn stars everywhere. Like literally in one room, like it's just a big dance floor. Lights. Like Riley Reid is on the ground twerking naked.
I
like,
don't blame you.
Or like in like something that like she like literally was wearing like ropes on her body. Like it was just insane. And so alcohol was flowing. Natalie and I are just going at it, taking shot after shot after shot. And then there's like such embarrassing videos. I'm going to find the videos and we can go ahead and put them in here just so you understand how blacked out we got. And so everyone ended up leaving. I took really embarrassing photos with like Lil Mosey. My hair looked so fucked up because I don't even know. Did I go through the trenches? Like I'm really confused. Don't know what happened there, as you can see in the photos. And so there's this guy. And he like won't leave me alone. And hey, no, he's so fucking embarrassing. He's still like, he doesn't message me on Instagram at all, like to this day. Like, but he used to for a long period of time. And then finally, I think he kind of got the gist to like leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
But so there's this guy, and then he knows this other girl. She's a porn star, but she does lesbian porn. And so
that's hot.
Really confused as to like how things led up to the way they led up. But then like Natalie goes outside, she orders the Uber, and she's like, she comes back inside. She's like, Amari, we have to go. We have to go. And I'm like, they're coming with us. They're coming with us. So they come with us. We go back to my old house. And I don't really, like, it's all like kind of like.
In Vegas?
Gray. No, old house like here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
With the pool? And with
it's,
the pool?
Yes. Mm. It's all kind of gray from here. So all I know is what I've been told and what other people had to witness. So I guess this. So Jordan and Tana described it as they walked in and don't really know where the guy was at all. Don't, cause don't care about him.
Don't care.
And they walk in and I'm getting nervous.
I thought this was about to take a whole huge curveball.
And then they walk in and like, so we had like two giant,
I get you.
We had like two giant love sacks in the living room. We also had this big area inside that was like around a fireplace, like fire pit type thing. And I guess like for some reason, like I thought it was okay to like, like eating the girl out, like just out in the open.
You
like,
girl?
Yeah.
Holy
out
shit.
Out in the open, like just in the middle of the, like the fireplace, fire pit area, like on the couch. And then Jordan and Tana, like, what the fuck? Tana's like screaming at me and she's like, what the fuck? Like pissed or whatever. So then we move to the love sack. Continue. Same thing, still going on, just on the love sack. And this girl does lesbian porn, so it's really confusing. It's like, I'm a boy. But then again, maybe she just likes doing lesbian porn. I don't know. Yeah, continuing on the love sack. And apparently Tana's like screaming at me over me and I'm just not paying any attention, just still doing what I'm doing. And then finally, for some reason, moved to my bedroom. And then that's where the guy, he's such a fucking weirdo. And he's, oh my God, he's probably listening because he's a weirdo. kind of a, never mind, I'm not going to say that. No, he's just so fucking weird and, like, wouldn't leave me alone for the longest time. But then we end up having a threesome.
Holy fuck me.
Yeah,
sideways.
We end up having a threesome. But the guy and I didn't do anything.
Yo, he came out of there, though. Like, he ran out.
Wait, Ty, where are you going?
Sit down.
Okay. I was like, joking. Wait, what?
Like,
Ty's walking out of the room to
his
grab, like, another friend. And I'm like, what?
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
I'm like, stupid. No, he's going to grab Ari. You guys love Ari. He's been here
Ari's
before.
Here?
Ari's here?
Yeah.
Ari's here?
Oh,
he's here.
Okay, so yeah. No, okay, too, well, now that he's out of the room, let's tell the rest of the story really fast.
Keep going. Quick, keep going.
Go,
so basically, we move into my bedroom. We have, like, this threesome, but it wasn't really, like, a threesome. Like, we kind of just, like, took turns, like, fucking the girl. And then, like, the guy and I, we would, like kiss a little bit, but I thought it was gross. I was like, no, like, what the fuck? So we were just, like, kind of just taking turns fucking this girl. And then he got in the shower, and then the girl and I just kept fucking. I could honestly tell she liked me better than him. but yeah, the guy got in the shower, and then I pretty much just, like, fucked this girl, and the guy comes out, and then the girl's, like, dead, and then she ends up having to leave. I think they both stayed the night. I don't know.
I'm, like, sweating here.
But the girl, sweating. No, it was, like, so, it was the only threesome I've ever had. So, yeah,
no,
that
I love
happened.
It, Amari. Keep going.
And yeah, that, and then the next day, the girl's, like, leaving. She can't find her wallet anywhere. She swears she left it in my room. She swears she left it somewhere in my house. I'm like, bitch, find your fucking wallet. Also, you're a porn star. I know you make money. Just buy a new one. Boop. But that, it's kind of rude. But
to be fair, I just lost my wallet, and I lost my ID, my insurance
card.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, if I lost my wallet, I'd probably lose my shit, too. But also, crying. get a tile, keep track of your shit, don't black out and have a threesome with people, and then be like, where's my wallet? Yeah. Like, no, that's not fair.
Amari, I love that.
And then the guy, like, no, listen to this. Yeah. This was my punishment, too. Like, I woke up, and I was just like, what did you do? What did you do, Amari? So I wake up. The girl leaves. She orders herself an Uber, all this stuff. The guy's like, my Uber doesn't work. Like, I think he honestly just didn't have the money to get an Uber home. And then, like, he's like, my Uber doesn't work. Like, can you take me home? All this stuff. And I'm like, I'm so hungover. Like, I think I'm so drunk. I will probably crash. But then I was like, this is my punishment.
Guy's girlfriend?
No. Oh. So then I have to take him home the next morning. It's super early. And I just want him out of my house as fast as possible. I was like, you need to go. So I take him home. But he lives, like, so far downtown. It was, like, a 40-minute drive. And I was so fucking angry. But I was like, you deserve this, Amari. This is your punishment for doing something that you should never do in your entire life. So I did it. Took him home. Came back. And then sulked in my room for 2.5 days. And was just like...
Sulked in your room?
Oh, yeah. Well, my manager, Jordan... David Warona should never have to see me eating a girl out, a porn star out on that living room couch.
My question is, like, why'd y'all start in the living room? Like, not just
that's my question, too. I would love to know.
You must have been fucked up because that's some, like, drunk shit.
And then to move from, like, in there to. I'm so stupid. Never doing that again.
I gotta come to this next party. Yeah. What's going on?
Right?
Yeah,
I'm like, wait, where?
Pornhub Awards, if you want to invite me back, I will not be coming. Unless I come with my boyfriend and then we, like, do that in our house. Okay, so it's your turn because that was just so fucked up.
Shit, I don't know how I'm gonna top that. That was phenomenal. All right, yeah.
Phenomenal.
I've never told that story on the internet, so that's actually insane. Yeah. I feel so embarrassed.
Our podcast is just, like, where we, like, release stuff or something.
Actually, I have a great question.
Yeah, if you could just ask a question. How about that? For my turn, I want a personal question. Fuck this bowl.
Yeah. No, the bowl, fuck honestly, bowl. It has great questions, but I have one that I just love asking other influencers.
I'm scared.
What's the most amount of money you've made on a brand deal?
Oh, I'll answer that easily.
Oh. Everybody said okay.
Dude, this was a long time ago, probably like 2017. I was Brud Zach. That was my name at the time.
That's wait.
She's like, I know the deal.
Oh my God, that's I know Brud Zach. From.
Yeah. No, I've had three alter egos, so people Brud know Zach. Me for certain alter egos. Hmm. They're like Zach Clayton, never heard of him. Brud Zach, I know who
were
the fuck that is.
Were you
ever
on you now?
Yeah, that's how I started. I told you this.
Hashtag,
I know,
hashtag guys.
I maybe
hashtag
have sent you guys, money in the past.
The most money I made off a brand deal, touring is, no, touring's not a brand deal.
Touring's not a brand
deal.
Question,
just brand deal.
I made a fuck ton off touring. The most off a brand deal was from Kellogg's. I made like $45,000 literally just to do a free concert. That was it. A free concert.
Kellogg's?
And cereal? Like the cereal brand, yeah. 45K.
What the fuck? This is like Special K.
So I did like a free concert. They literally got a venue for me. They said it was free. Tickets were free. Anybody could show up. I had to perform like 6 songs. And then I also had to do a YouTube video. It's like a series they have called Prank It Forward. Kind of boring. Don't want to explain it right now. Yeah. But yeah, I did that. Put it on my channel. You know what the craziest part about that video is? Is it flunked. And the first day I got 16,000 views. But Kellogg has money. So 2 days later, it had 2 million views because Kellogg's bought views for the video. So it was almost like it was like a win-win-win for me. It was like the video was cool because it got views.
So what did you do for Kellogg? Like eat their cereal in the video?
No, the free show.
It's a prank called Prank It Forward. So basically, cereal? I pranked a fan for the free show they threw for me. I did a talent show on Twitter, and they had to tweet me a video of them singing like an original song. And then the winner, I told them that they're getting flown out to watch the show. But in reality, they're getting flown out to perform for the show, and they didn't know that till they got there. So that was the whole like idea.
Asshole, huh?
No, I felt like a dickhead because she heard it and she was like, "I have to perform." She was so fucking nervous, which I understand, dude. If someone flew me out randomly to perform, I had no idea I would be nervous. But,
Zach.
Yeah. I want to ask a personal question for you, Amari. Your boyfriend's in the room, so this is a bit awkward. What is your body count, Amari Stewart? Body count. How many people you fucked? Or got him fucked
Let's
by.
Let's all say ours. Can we go around the circle?
No.
the title for like our fucking podcast episode.
Our body counts. No, I'll check the pickle juice before I answer that.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do the
really
the shot drink. With the concoction.
Wait, so we get to like okay.
Ask me something disgusting really quick.
She said I want to take something crazy disgusting. Too.
I want to know if I actually have to drink. Because I want to test my
Say the
what's the most disgusting thing you've done in bed?
Disgusting thing?
Yeah, like for someone or like someone's done to you, like something you're like, oh, that was fucking foul. Like after you like left that situation, you're like
foul. Well, I consider things foul that aren't really foul, like anal and like spitting in other people's mouths. Like I don't like that shit. Like my ex spit in my mouth the other night and then like ghosted me for 2 days. Like fuck that. You know what I mean?
Are we talking? Is it who I think it is?
Yeah. The person you're boys with.
Stop. What the fuck?
For the third time today, Zach is boys with my ex who spit in my mouth the other day and then ghosted me right afterwards.
Look, I learned y'all were exes like 4 days ago, okay?
Yeah, I bet. Okay. No one knows who he is, Zach. You're just like, you're posting pics with him, like, my boy. I'm like, who?
To be fair, he posted that pic of me and I just reposted to be nice.
I wonder if he knew. What a fucker. Yeah.
No, I think that night he had told me that you guys.
Yeah, he spit in my mouth and left. So
that's kind of awkward.
Well, I'm like, with that being said, I think we should make my concoction.
Wait, so how does it work again? Do we pour a shot in here and then make you a chaser?
Oh, both of you won't answer the body count, so you both get it, right?
No. Nobody asked. Who asked that question? I don't
know. He asked the question.
Oh, I asked you asked it. So I don't have to answer. Oh, so it's just you, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, question again. How does it work? Do we pour you a regular shot and then a chaser, whatever?
Regular shot and mix a chaser with whatever the fuck.
A shot of gin. Because I feel like you've been drinking tequila all day. Wait, you need a little switch up. So
gin tastes like literal like pine trees. I think we should
do exactly. That's why we're doing it.
Tequila, pickle juice, and coconut milk.
Oh, you want the chaser to have alcohol in it too? I was just going to put milk in pickle juice.
No, yeah, Chaser's having tequila.
Can you give me a cup, Tara?
These are my co-hosts, you guys. They just obviously love me so much.
No, we're about to fuck your shit up.
They just love me so much. They care about me so much. We're doing one
of everything. A little of everything.
Oh,
true. It's
going
to be a fucking potion.
You know what's funny, too, is I have to go view houses later. I'm about to be like, this is the one. This is the one.
There goes the bitter.
I'm going to Saddle Ranch later.
So you're fine.
Wants to catch me.
A little more vodka. Two shots of vodka. Here goes the tequila. Holy shit, this is disgusting as fuck.
Amari,
I feel genuine.
I'm like, for the audio listeners, my face is
disgusted. Just say the body count.
Here goes the pickle juice. We're doing lots of pickle juice because that's not
Make sure to
good.
Get that milk.
You know, maybe a little more pickle juice, huh?
Do I need to drink the whole chaser? I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah, then chug the whole chaser.
Get that milk.
No, you just got to use it.
Get that milk.
All right, we'll finish it off with milk. Ah! Holy fuck me sideways.
Wait, are you allergic to coconut?
No. Dude, it is just coconut milk, right?
I kid you not. You chug this whole thing right now, I'll PayPal you $1,000.
Oh, when Notorious cares.
Yeah, you can't have no nuts.
What the fuck is that?
That should look like baby food.
That's milky.
I want to smell it.
That can't be real.
Smell it.
Why'd you sniff it?
Well, it smells a lot like pickle juice, and I like pickle juice, so that's fine, but
I poured a lot of pickle juice. That's the most
Can I get like a little, I'll just stir with my finger.
Amari, stop. Stop now, please.
Well, I need to stir.
It's chunky. Why is it chunky?
Because the coconut. What do you mean? You made it. Why is it chunky?
I don't know.
I'm going to piss myself.
Okay. We're going to do a little finger test.
Don't do that.
You're disgusting as fuck.
It's not as bad as you would think. I'm like, if I can suck my boyfriend's big dick without throwing up, I think I can handle this.
Well, tell him the fuck out. What do you say?
I said if I can suck my boyfriend's big dick without throwing up, I think I can handle this, but.
I think you're ready.
But. His dick, no, but here's the thing. His dick don't taste like this.
What you gotta do though is you gotta take a drink of the chaser, then take the shot, and then chase the shot down with the chaser again. You gotta take two sips out the chaser.
Bitch.
You guys know that my culture has been through a lot in the past already, back in the day.
She's like, this is disrespectful like, at this point.
We all have our issues. just take the take it. Liquor. Come on, babe.
Oh, Mari.
You're a fucking monster.
Monster. Chug.
Oh.
With the
I'm like for the audio listeners.
Oh god.
Fuck.
I want to puke watching that. Holy
ew,
fuck.
What the fuck? That's not like
I'll never do that
I'll
again.
Take a sip.
Just because I did it.
Fuck, dude.
It's not
like a clam
I'm
chat.
Actually allergic to milk.
It's coconut milk.
Oh, okay, never mind. We're good then.
We're all sipping this fucking...
What the fuck is that?
Milky pickles.
It does... It mostly tastes like... like creamy pickle.
Creamy
like, I'm
pickle.
Not gonna lie. With, like, a hint of alcohol. But my whole body's warm. My whole body's warm after that one. So thank you guys for that.
He's, like, reaching for one of the fucking drinks.
Fuck that. Never again.
Ew, he spit it in the vodka.
I hate pickles, bro. I hate pickles so bad. That's like, the only thing
really?
I tasted, really.
I'm dizzy. That's fucking disgusting.
I'm gonna burst
what makes
bladder.
It worse, too, is, like, these cups are, like, gold. There's, like, sparkles on them. So it literally looks, like, kind of like horchata.
Horchata.
Yeah. Y'all, I'm gonna walk away for 5 seconds because I have to piss.
No, I have to piss, too.
A motherfucker.
Thank God, we're both taking a break right now.
Like, okay, everyone's back. So you guys, on
piss
that.
Piss break's over.
Piss break is over. On that disgusting note, I did not throw up. So that's a good sign.
You're about to throw up?
No, I just, you know.
The drink.
Having second thoughts about life now.
It's not that bad alone, but I could imagine, like, with, like, the shot, too. It was just, like, a lot.
It was a lot. I've got a lot of things to think about. But on that note, we're going to go ahead and end today's podcast. We love you guys so much.
Thank God I'm high as fuck.
Yeah, I'm just not doing okay.
I was just in the kitchen running around, and he was like, you want to hit this? I was like, sure. I, like, smoked tobacco. And I was like, hey.
You said in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh my god, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Get In Loser. If you are not following us already on Instagram and TikTok,
you're
you
a loser.
Start following us on TikTok and Instagram at Get In Loser Pod. Audio comes out 2 days before video. As you can see, the shot's hitting me.
the
concoction's hitting me. Every single podcast streaming platform, whether it's Apple, Spotify, wherever the fuck else you get your podcasts, come listen. Come because we love you and we'd be nothing without you guys. Muchos besos.
Te amo.
Love you guys.
Chill. End it with,
What?
No, yeah. More like, because I just got a fucking disgusting shot.
Sheesh. What?
What?
Huh?
Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
Right, let's stop.
Wait, ready? Here's a good one. Goodbye, boys and girls.
We're talking shit.